We present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Derek Guyler in...
Love Me, Love My Dog.
Have you fancy another cup of tea, Mrs. Clitheroe?
No, thanks, Mr. Holroyd. We must be getting back very soon.
Oh, well, you haven't got to go. I'm your next door, eh? Now, what was I telling you? Oh, yes. One of my biggest laughs when I was on the stage with the wife, you know. Did you hear about the terrible accident in Glasgow? What terrible accident? A taxi crashed into a wall and 24 Scotsmen were injured. Very funny. Yes, the Glaswegians didn't think so. Yeah, I once told that the Glasgow Empire. Laugh. Someone threw a haggis at me.
Well, I wouldn't call that very amusing, I must say.
Oh, neither did the wife. She caught it right in the clock. Yes, talking about the dear little woman, now where is she?
Well, don't you remember this old word? She said something about popping up to the bedroom to plug the electric blanket in.
Oh, that reminds me of a very funny incident that, you know. We were once playing the Attipit Palace, it was. Yes, we were following a skiffle group called Ginger Tom and his Alley Cat. He had an electric guitar, you see, and halfway through the act, the wife tripped over the wire on the side, pulled Tommy's plug out, and cut him right off in the middle of his Cumberland Gap. Oh, you know, the wife had to rub my ribs to make the stitch go away. She did, you know. Fact.
Yes.
If we're getting back home, we'd better find young Jimmy.
Yes.
Where is he?
Ah, yes, now. He went up to the bathroom about 20 minutes ago.
Well, would you fetch him down, please?
Oh, I will do that for you. Yes, now fetch the wife so she can stay set up. Yes. Oh, by the way, I must tell you about the three lady acrobats who got locked in the bathroom. Yes, you know, they were there from Saturday to Monday. Yes, and then they had the bright idea of climbing on each other's shoulders to reach the bathroom window. Now, this is the funny part. Laugh, little Killian. Now, you see, they were...
What am I going to do? Not behind the scales. Not in the airing cupboard. I've got to find it.
Oh, there you are, young Jim. Ah, your mum and your granddad are just going. They're waiting for you, lad.
Oh, heck. I can't go yet, Mr. Holroyd. Not until I find Timothy.
Oh, Timothy, eh?
My white mouse. I got him off Miss Alozzi this morning for 3 tail high suckers.
Oh, I see. Well, what makes you think your white mouse will be an arse?
Well, when I came round here, I had him in my pocket with a piece of cheese, and now there's nothing there. He must have got out and run away. We've got to find him. You look under the bath while I have another look in the cupboard.
Yes, right, old Jim. Wait a minute now. What was that?
It was me making mouse noises. Can you see anything under the bath?
Yes, hang on. I think I can see something.
Oh, God, catch it before it runs away.
Oh, I don't think there's any danger of that. The back collar's done. I lost this morning.
It would be so funny if I were you, Mr. Holroyd. I mean, Timothy might see you bent down like that and you've got very sharp teeth.
Yes, well, I'll just look over here by the door. That's it.
Any sign of Timothy? Oh, have you found him?
No, the door's found my head.
Oh, what are you doing down there?
Looking for the mouse.
A mouse? Oh, dear, you better get a staff or something.
No, it's the same mouse. It's the white one, called Timothy.
Hmm. Well, I know you haven't been our neighbour for long, Mr. Holroyd, but I didn't see you as a man who kept pets. Well, not that sort,
really. Oh, well, no, it's your Jimmy's mouse.
Oh?
Yes,
what?
He got it from a little pal called Ozzy, yes.
Jimmy, you had no right to get that mouse without asking me. You know how Susan's terrified of them.
I'm sorry, Mommy. He got out of my pocket. Anyway, if we all look, I'm sure one of us will find him soon. I was right. Mrs. Holroyd found him.
Oh, dear. Oh, this reminds me of the time the country's rabbit got loose in our dressing room. Laugh. Oh, the wife took one look at it and told me to go out and buy a ferret.
Come on, Mr. Holroyd, let's go and help her.
Oh, it's very funny. Well, yes, right, old. Well, our room's just across the landing, eh? Have no fear, Ethel, dear. The big game hunters all are here.
Happy goodness.
Oh,
shut
up, you little
pet.
Oh, no, don't stop.
Will you
big stop,
Mrs.
Amos? Get it out of
here. Well,
I wonder
if you tell me where it is. I can't see it.
It's over there. Get it into my slipper.
Well, it's wasting its time. You take size 8. Hang on, I'll catch it.
What's going on in here? Somebody being murdered?
Yes, me, when you get me home.
What?
It's Jimmy. He's got a white mouse from Ozzy, and he's got loose in Mrs. Helroyd's bedroom here.
Has it? Well, first thing in the morning, Jimmy, you'll take it back.
Oh, well, Granddad, it's my pet.
You'll take it back, I say, and you'll bring no more pets home, do you understand me?
Well, I think you're all cruel, making a poor little mouse live in a rubbish dump.
It's going back to live at Ozzy's house.
That's what I said, in a rubbish dump.
Oh, it's you, is it? What do you want apart from causing trouble?
I want to see Ozzy, please, Mr. Higginbottom. Is he in?
No, he's not. He's gone for his trumpet lesson.
Oh, I thought he was packing up his trumpet after what his teacher said.
What do you mean, what his teacher said?
Oh, he told Ozzy he made a better noise when he blew his nose.
We'll hear what noise you make when I clout your ear in a minute.
Well, I've got to give something to Ozzy.
Well, give it to me.
Here you are, then. But be careful, you don't squash it.
What is it?
A mouse.
Doctor, take it away. I'm not holding that horrible thing.
But it's Ozzy. My mum said I've got to give it him back.
Oh, well, fetch it in the house and put it in the cage with the others.
All right, Mr. Higginbottom.
Now, come in the parlour. Here. Now, where do you keep that cage?
Oh, well, here it is on the floor, Mr. Higginbottom. Next to these empty beer bottles.
Oh, aye. Well, stick it in there.
It's a big parlour, isn't it, Mr. Higginbottom?
It's only the usual size.
I suppose it looks bigger with having no furniture in it.
That'll do. It's cleared out so I can do some decorating. And you can clear out as well now because I've got to go down to the vet.
Why, what's wrong with you?
Look, any more of your jokes and I'll give you your head in your hands to play with.
No, I mean that is it a mice?
No, I'm taking my greyhound down to have it put to sleep.
Oh, poor thing. Has it broken its leg?
No, it's broken my heart. I've fed it and trained it for 3 years, and it's never won a race yet. It's wasting no more of my money.
Oh, Mr. Higginbottom, that's cruel.
Look, it's no use as a pet. It eats it out of house and home. I've got to get rid of it.
Well, I'll buy it off you.
Oh, will you? How much money have you got?
Ninepence.
Well, keep that and buy him a dog biscuit. You can have him for nothing.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Higginbottom.
Your mother won't thank him when she sees how it eats. Anyway, you can have its lead and its feeding bowl as well. Look, slip in the kitchen and ask Mrs. Higginbottom for its bowl.
Righto.
Now, where's that dog's lead? Oh, there it is, round the wife's mac.
Mrs. Higginbottom says I can't have the bowl just yet.
Why not?
She's making you a steak pudding. Now, come on, there's a good dog. Just through the garden and we're there. Be quiet. I'm going to hide you in the granddad's greenhouse. Nice and warm in there. Come on. In you go. That's it, you'll be all right now. Hey, come away from there. Don't eat those, they're my grandad's early daffodils. Unless the last year's coming up a bit late. Hey, give over. Sit down. Stop licking me face. I'm not a lollipop. Hey, be quiet. You're a greyhound. You should know how to keep your trap shut. It won't be long, so that's a sound. Have a little sleep. If you're not tired, try counting tomcats. Daddy wouldn't buy me a bow-wow, bow-wow. Daddy wouldn't buy me...
There you are, there you are. What are you doing in your granddad's greenhouse?
Seeing if it was warm enough, Mum.
Warm enough for what?
The slugs. I don't want him to catch cold.
Don't be funny. Did you take that mouse round to Ozzy's?
Yes, ma'am. Ozzy's got it back now, so you don't need to worry anymore.
Good. Well, I'm just going to get the tea ready. Is there anything you fancy?
Yeah, a package of dog biscuits. Oh, sorry, Mama. I'm just being funny again. It's with living next to Happy Herbert Holroyd. I think it's catching.
Look, it's cold out here. You get in the house. I'm just bringing this washing in.
Right, Joe, Mum. Well, so far, so good. How much is that dog in the greenhouse? One with the knot in his tail. How much is that? Oh, hello, Grandad.
Hello, Jimmy. There's a cup of tea in the pot if you want it.
Oh, no thanks, Grandad. Anything in the paper, Grandad?
No, not a thing.
Well, what are you reading it for?
I mean, there's nothing exciting in it.
Hey, turn over, Grandad. Let's see what's on at the pictures next week.
Oh, all right. Well, I suppose I'll have to take you as usual. But no cowboys this time.
Well, here's one. An animal picture. Will you take me to see this?
Which one?
Where it says, the most exciting picture of the year. It's about a kitten.
Who's in it?
Brigitte Bardot.
Oh, no, Jimmy. I don't think I could take you to see that.
Why not? You took me to see Lassie. Do you remember when she was locked in a burning shed and you cried all over your chalk eyes?
Jimmy, I did not.
Well, I put the watch in the kitchen. I'm going to sit down for 5 minutes.
Shall I get the stool for you to put your feet on, Mum?
No, thanks.
Oh, it's no trouble, Mum.
What are you up to? You did take that mouse back, didn't you?
Oh, yes, Mum.
Good.
Oh, Susan is not frightened of mice, isn't she?
Oh, well, most girls are.
She's not frightened of dogs, though.
Oh, no.
Well, maybe I should have had a dog.
Oh, no, you don't.
She nearly had you that time, Pat.
Don't you like dogs, Mum?
Yes, but you're not having one.
Charlie Thompson's mother let him have one.
Well, I'm not Charlie Thompson's mother.
No, if you were, I'd have a dog.
Jimmy, you heard what your mother said. Mine, Pat, a dog is different from a mouse.
Father, don't you start.
Oh, I'm not saying he should have one, but, well, I was just thinking about when I was a boy. Well, my father never had a dog, so whenever I could, I was over at my uncle's farm because he used to send me out to round up the sheep.
Why, haven't your uncle got a dog either?
Now, listen, both of you, I've heard enough. Once and for all, you're not having a pet till I decide you're old enough to take care of it.
All right, but I'll tell you this. When I'm 21, I'll walk in here with the biggest elephant you've ever seen. Come on, boy. I'll get you somewhere to stay. That's the vet from the kitchen. Come on over here. You won't be here long. Just till I can change the minds at home. Mum's the trouble. The grandad's a walkover. One good lick and he'll be taking you for walks to the Rose and Crown.
Oh, hello, Tilly. What seems to be the trouble?
Are you the vet?
Yes, that's right. What's wrong with the dog?
Oh, it's not ill. It's his back.
What's wrong with his back?
He's got nowhere to lay it down tonight.
What do you mean?
Well, you let dogs live here, don't you?
Well, we bought them. Do you want to leave this dog here?
Well, just for a few days.
I think you've got a spare kennel. I'll just give him a check over. I don't want him passing any little germs onto the other dog.
He's got no germs.
Oh, I'm sure he hasn't. He looks a fine dog. Come. What's his name?
His name?
Yeah, what's his name?
Well, Jeff.
I don't want to play games, Sonny. Here, what does it say on the collar? Horatio Higginbottom. A funny name.
He's a funny man.
Ah, here we are. Lightning. Ah, well, that's a good name for a greyhound. Now, open your mouth.
What for?
Not you. The dog. Now, that seems to be all right. Inside his ears. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's fine. Well, he can stay here, all right. The charge is 10 shillings a week.
Oh, heck. I haven't got that much.
Well, how much have you got?
9 pence.
9 pence?
Could he have bed and breakfast for one night?
Mm-hmm.
Lightning. You couldn't find a better house. Alfie Hall loves animals. Hi, Alfie.
Come in.
I've got a friend with me.
You
sure you don't mind?
Come on, boy. Here we go. I'm here in the kitchen.
I can see that. You won't always have your meals in here.
Well, I do when my mum and dad are away, like they are now, because if I cook anything up, by the time I've taken it out of the oven, burnt my fingers at 5 o'clock, it's gone cold. Would you care for a lamb chop? Yeah, I've just cooked them a little. Love. Hey. He's a big one, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, but he's very friendly.
Is he? So come here, boy. Come to Uncle Alfie.
Go on, Lightning.
Hey up. Get down, boy. Down. Oh! Oh, what happened?
You've been struck by lightning.
I fell over the chair, that's all. He's very pally, isn't he?
Oh, I think he likes you. Hey, look, he's holding your hand.
I know, the greenish teeth.
Oh, I think he's trying to tell you he's hungry.
Oh, of course, that's it. Look, I'll get him some scraps from the pantry. Let go, boy.
Come here, Lightning.
I won't be a minute. We'll get him something nice.
I knew you'd like Alfie, Lightning. Hey, get down. Hey, get off the table.
What? Here we are, I found a bone.
Well, I think you better have it. You just think you're chopped.
Oh, flipping heck. Naughty Lightning. Jimmy, what are you doing with him apart from getting him free meals?
Well, you see, he's really missing Higginbotham's dog.
Higginbotham? No wonder he's hungry.
Yeah. And just because Lightning hadn't won a race, he was going to have him put to sleep.
Oh, how cruel. The big Atlas layabout.
So I said I'd keep Lightning, and he gave him to me.
Yeah, well, good for you, Jimmy. You did a very nice thing.
I'm glad you think so, because I want to leave him here.
Yeah. But he's your dog, Jimmy.
I know, but my man won't let me have a dog, so I thought he could stay here till I can talk around.
Well, I'd like to keep him, but I'm afraid there's a bit of a snag.
You mean you've run out of lamb chops?
No. No, my dad would never allow me to have a dog in this house. He says you've got enough with me.
In the washout.
My dad wouldn't have a dog near him.
Don't tell me he sleeps in the washout.
No, he is. Dogs, and he's a boss round here when my mum's out, and if he says no animals, I've got to obey him.
Well, I didn't think you'd let us down, Alfie.
Jimmy, I've told you, my dad said
that I'm on lining. That's horrible, he's in bottom. And he'll drag you to the vet and his vet will put you to sleep and nobody cares.
Oh, no, Jimmy. He can't go back there.
Good. You can stop here, then.
Yeah, no. Oh, look, there must be another way. Surely your mum wouldn't mind. She's such a nice woman.
She is to you. Hey, that's an idea. You take the dog to our house, take yours. My mum will like it and you can give it to me. That's it.
Yeah, all right. Hey, no, wait a minute. No. I couldn't tell your mama said.
Oh, what about when she spilled the pepper in the dinner and you said it was delicious? Then you came in the kitchen and drank 2 jugs of water.
Oh, well, that was different. I didn't want to hurt your feelings.
You're not bothered about hurting mine. Hey, if I gave you Lightning, you wouldn't be telling a fib.
No, of course not. That's the answer, isn't it?
Hey, but don't forget to give him back to me.
Yeah, oh, I won't, Jimmy.
Good. Come here, Lightning. Alfred Holmes, this is your dog. Mom, what time is it?
It's nearly 3 o'clock for the third time.
Oh, where is it?
You're expecting somebody.
Yeah, the postman on a lead. Alfie with a letter. From our Susan while she's running at the right working here in London.
Oh, don't talk silly. And stop climbing all over the city. I'm trying to do my nails.
Now, Mick, this is our tongue, that thing you put on.
Isn't it? It's nail varnish.
Well, why do you put it on?
Because it makes my nails look better. What is the crack?
What is the crack? Oh, Susan has some of that, but she calls it makeup.
Oh, very funny. Jimmy, keep still. I'll have it all over my fingers.
Ooh, what a horrible colour. Looks as though your hands are dripping with blood.
What did you know about nail varnish? You're too young to appreciate it.
Oh, am I?
Who did the cut word in my paper?
It wasn't me.
Nor me.
Well, it couldn't have been the mouth he's done.
That nail varnish is a bit vivid, isn't it?
Grandad, you're too young to appreciate it.
Don't be so old-fashioned, Father.
Well, it is a bit startling, isn't it?
That's what I told her. She looks like a vulture having a jam bucket.
Oh, that's a good one.
All right, you two. Father, will you be going out this afternoon?
Well, I was thinking about it.
Well, what's the weather like?
Hey, what?
Coming up the park, I'll be home.
With a greyhound.
Let me see. Good heavens, you're right.
Greyhound? Not like Alfie.
I don't know. They both got the same nose. I'll let him in, Mum.
All right.
Well, Alfie all's coming out of his shell. Greyhound. He'll be playing snap next.
Hello, Alfie. This is a surprise. We never expected you.
Hello, dear Angie. Now,
what's the matter, Jimmy?
Oh, it's all right, Mum. The dog's just accidentally kicked out the back door. Come in, you two.
Well, if it isn't Felix out, the lion came up. Come in.
Dad, you're going to bring Lion and the dog in.
Yes, sir.
Well, so long as he behaves himself.
Always manages very good. He's quiet, alert, and he's very lovable as well. He's a perfect pet.
Don't overkill it, Alfie.
Well, I hope you don't mind me popping in like this, but when you've been cooped up all day in a kennel with a few bones, you need a bit of exercise.
Yes, but there was no need to bring the dog with you.
No, Alfie. He's quite a good-looking old dog, isn't he?
Yeah, you can see him with his shoes on.
Never you mind the comedy now. Hey, Alfie. Did you say his name was Lightning?
Well, yes, that's right.
Well, doesn't Higginbotham run a greyhound under the name of Lightning?
Well, yeah, this is it. I mean...
Alfie, you big blabbermouth.
You mean it's Higginbotham's dog?
Well, no. Not it, mine.
Oh, you bought it?
No. No, see, he gave it to somebody, and they gave it to me, and I'm giving it to Jimmy. No. So, I mean...
Oh, don't some mothers have them?
Look, Alfie. What is all this?
I think there's been a conspiracy going on.
It's no use, Jimmy. We can't keep the secret any longer.
What do you mean? We can't. I've never made a wrong move yet.
Come on, Alfie, out with it. What's Jimmy been up to?
You see, Mr. Higginbotham gave the dog to Jimmy.
Jimmy, you had no right to accept it.
You deserve a good spanking, ignoring your mother's orders.
Yeah. Oh, if you don't mind me saying so, I think he deserves a medal. Just because the dog couldn't win the races, Mr. Higginbottom was going to have a poor defenseless animal put to sleep. But Jimmy stepped in and saved his life. And I think Jimmy must be the kindest lad I know.
Never mind the commercial. Can I have the dog?
Well, that puts a different complexion on things. No, doesn't it, Pat?
I suppose it is. It is rather different.
Please give Jimmy another chance. Let him keep Lightning as a pet.
If it means saving the dog from that layabout Higginbotham, I say we shoot.
All right, Jimmy. You win.
Oh, thanks, Mum and Grandad. I'll see you the pal. The next time Lightning thinks of some socks, I'll save one for you.
Oh, I just got to see who's at the front door.
Right, Pat. Now listen to me, Jimmy. As long as that dog stays here, you've got to look after it. Understand?
Oh, I will, Grandad. I'll brush him, take him off, I'll even teach him to carry your empty.
Now, that'll do.
Come in,
Father. It's Mr. Higginbotham. I hope you don't mind me popping in, but I've just come for my dog.
Whose dog? Lightning belongs to me.
Look, I don't want any arguments. Let's have it.
Hey, just a minute. You gave the dog to Jimmy.
Who's talking to you, Felix?
Oh, look here, Higginbotham. You're not in your own house now.
No, he can breathe in here.
Shut up and give me that dog.
Mr. Higginbotham, I think you ought to lower your voice in my home.
Sorry, Mrs.
Of course,
I just want the dog.
Well, you're not taking in your big bully. Alfie, throw him out.
You may.
Now, look here, you'll have to stop it, because if you don't, I'll...
Your dog!
Here's the turkey bottle.
Look, will you get this kid out of here before I belt him?
Just come in the hall, Higginbotham, and I'll talk to you, man to man. Come on.
All right.
Now, if there's going to be any trouble...
I don't want any trouble. Look, I did give the lad the job, but there's a bloke from the Greyhound track wants the job to train the youngsters, and he's offered me a fiver.
Oh, right. You can have the dog.
Thanks, Pete. You're a gent.
Cost you a pound to buy it back.
You stop.
What?
All right. The bloke's waiting. Look, there you are, a quid.
Thank you. Now, take your dog.
Oh, Granddaddy, Fraser, you promised. And now you'll let him take the dog to the vet.
He's going to a good home.
That's more than I've got. I'll run away from home. I'll join a circus. That's all I'll do. And then I'll have some pets.
Look, the dog will be fine, and he's given me a pound for you.
I don't want a pound.
Yes. Now, Jimmy, will you go down to the pet shop and buy yourself a nice new puppy?
Thank you, mean that, Matthew. What kind of dog do you fancy?
Well, Tony Thompson's is nice. He's got thick hair all over his face. A mugroom terrier.
Huh? Well, that's a new one on me. A mugroom?
Yes, his hair is so long you can't tell its mug from its rump.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kids this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Jerry Giler as Bert Holroyd, Betty Albert as Mrs. Holroyd, Tony Melody as Mr. Higginbotham, and Brian Truman as the vet. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
I just came back to tell you I got the dog all right, and I call him Spot. The man said it's a real thoroughbred mongrel. I was only kidding Alfie about the mugroom. He's a clever little puppy. Mind you, he hasn't found out where the bathroom is yet. He doesn't, Alfie. This morning he had a bowl of milk, corned beef, 2 pieces of coal, and my granddad's left slipper. Mr. Higginbotham saw Spot yesterday, and he teased him and said he wasn't big enough to be a dog. Spot bit his ankle. I said, don't get cross, Mr. Higginbotham. After all, he's only a nipper. Shut up.
Jimmy Clitheroe is now appearing in Aladdin at the Lyceum Theatre, Sheffield.